The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him that all that they have done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats and to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they led the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel lesson tonight has two more stories in it. It looks short. When you look at it, it looks short, but it's kind of long because they removed two stories from them, and it is the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on the water. And then later it mentions the healing of many people at the end that you just heard. But all these are very important in the story, because it was a long, long day, the feeding of the 5,000 and the trip back into the boat. They had gone to a deserted place so that they can recuperate, so they can be on their own. And then the people find them there, and then so they couldn't rest. So that's a typical picture of a shepherd, whereas many of us would be irritated and annoyed. Again, they are coming. But Jesus was there, and he says, "Okay, let them come." And they didn't eat. There was no one around where they can find food. So he fed them as well. So you see how it really was a long day for them. And I'm sure you have heard of the importance of having a mental health day. Have you? A mental health day. So it is a day off where you are supposed to unplug everything so you can rest. Go into your corner, pray, read scripture, do something else, but not be in touch with newspapers, TV, nothing. Just be you as God has created you. So you can rest and refresh and gain energy to return to full productivity. But you see, there's a danger of stress and burnout out there. And Jesus, just when he and his disciples thought they had caught it a day, and here is a crowd that joined at the deserted hideout. So Jesus looked at them and had compassion on them because they looked like a sheep without a shepherd. And I thought it would be interesting for us to research a little bit about the profile of the sheep without a shepherd. What would that look like, a sheep without a shepherd? What would happen if the sheep didn't have a shepherd? And I imagine the sheep would not last long. And Jesus used this imagery so many times because he sees us as his own flock. And so we are the sheep that Jesus cares about. So he knows how, like the crowd, for us, it is easy to fit the profile of the sheep without a shepherd. You know, full of fear, discontent, or gone AWOL, missing, you know. And the trouble is, can it be possible to know Jesus at a distance. You know, like intellectually, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. Even people, I've received Jesus, but it's kind of a distant thought rather than activating the power of in our lives, his power in our lives. So today I really hope that things will change for us as we look to the great shepherd Jesus every moment of our lives in tangible ways and invite him to lead every area of our lives. So I will begin with painting the picture of the sheep without a shepherd. And I don't know why people think that sheep have a reputation of being dumb. Are they? Are they dumb? The argument here is that they are prone to wander aimlessly, even with the danger of wolves around. And sheep are hot-wired to follow each other, even in front of a pit, which is very sad. You know, fear sell nowadays. Fear sell. You know, there's newspapers and TVs. Everybody's talking about instilling fear nowadays. And sheep require a shepherd to look after them, feed them, protect them, bandage their wounds if they run into thorns or are attacked. So without the shepherd's care, they would not survive on their own. And in the same way, I think we get bruised easily in our crazy, busy, and often toxic environment, and we get spiritually attacked by the enemy in all sorts of ways. So we need to depend fully on our great shepherd, Christ. That's why Father Jeff and I are here to pray with you and for you and to intercede. So don't go into spiritual battle alone. Text me the word pray. Text me and say, pray. It will be enough. Your entire church is here for you. You are in a safe spiritual community that will help bandage any wound and help with healing. And to me, Psalm 23 that he sang for us represent our very goal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will be content in Christ every day for me. I know I love cars. I love to have a Porsche, but my Toyota is sufficient. I am sufficiently content in Christ. And I need to remind, you need to remind me that your Toyota is very sufficient. You will be fine. It takes you from A to B. This can be a mighty struggle for some of us in area of contentment. We need to be grateful for what the Lord has provided. It says, he revives my soul. Jesus cares deeply about your mental health. You know, there are things all around you that brings a lot of mood and, you know, difficult mental situations. And I don't need that. We don't need that, do we? We don't need that. And Jesus cares about that, your mental health. And he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I am protected in Christ, in Jesus Christ. So tell your cousin, tell your son, tell your daughter, you are protected in Christ Jesus. See, we have to use scripture every time, every moment. That's activating Christ's power in our lives. And remind each other. Knowing Christ deeper and deeper, is that satisfying? Maybe our knowledge of Christ has been less and less experiential, but that needs to change. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 that all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way. Perhaps you have dealt with emotional stuff, heavy emotional stuff lately, and or we get too busy and don't rest enough. And we face stress, anxiety, insomnia valiantly. We try. We really try hard, and we take medication sometimes. But Jesus here cares enough to tell his disciples and us to take some mental health moment for yourself. Rest. Rest. God intended you to rest so that you can recover. That's his way of caring for you. Rest. Because he wants you to rest. God was not pleased with the shepherds in Jeremiah who neglected his sheep. He clearly explained how his purpose was to find the lost sheep. So he came so that we can have life in abundance. And that's salvation for us. Healing and wholeness. He didn't want us to have burnout. He didn't want anyone to face whatever it is that we are facing. Could be broken relationships or illness or financial or spiritual bankruptcy. He doesn't want any of us to face all that. Jesus wanted to care for them, that whole crowd. Who knows what they were facing? And who knows what any of us are facing at this time? He expected us, his followers, to also take care of each other. Care for the Jesus sheep. Pray for them. Care about what happens to them. So help us, Lord. Amen.